body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Ba nghiệp lớn thâm tình
Good morning, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Welcome to our weekly Sunday morning service. Today is the 31st of December 2017. This is the last day of the year. So just not too many more hours, we will welcome the new year, 2018. Actually, even we have a new day, let's say a new year, the first day of the year, we still live the same. We still drink, we still eat, we still breathe, everything the same. But we call this day is a new day in order to remind us after a cycle of many days, we have a chance to renew something. Usually any company, they used to have a meeting together to see how did the business, how was their company have success in the past year and what is not success. And they put out a goal for the next year. Even a small business or a big business, or even our daily life. After the last day of the year, we should take some time to reflect how did we go through the year, to take out some of the points, what we have successed, what we have not successed. And if we are not successed, we are not achieved that the goal that we set out, then we try to make it possible in the next coming year. Actually, everything is the same. But after 365 days, we call 1 year, and we start everything over again. So this is a chance. The reason why people set us a year like this, a month like this, a week like this, in order to give us a chance to bring ourselves up and move on in our life. So when you reflect yourself and you realize that you have lived a year, lot of suffering, lot of difficulties, but what happened with your practice, with your try, you have moved up to this day. Sometimes you deal with a very big problem and you think you cannot continue this life. You think you are going to die. But what happened? Everything will come back to normal. And you tell yourself, I have tried. I told many young friends, even though we sure we are not the best, but what do we do every day? We always encourage each other, try your best. Try your best. Try my best. Of course, we are unable to be the best. Because if you are the best, somebody else will more better than you. We are unable to achieve to that, but life no problem, to encourage us by the word, I will try my best. People will love to see you try more than you say, oh, I don't think I can do it. When you go to school, your teacher likes to see you try, rather than just leave it like that. If you are doing some math, some question in LA, in social, whatever, you just leave it blank. Your teacher will ask you, why you leave it blank? Oh, it's too hard. I don't know how to do it. Then the teacher will say, why don't you try? I want to see you try. Because you have tried, but it's wrong, it's missed. People will know, your teacher will know where your problem started. Maybe your first few steps correct, but you were wrong at that point. And they see, oh, now I will see you, why you make it wrong. How you understand this. And they will help you to move on to solve the problem. When you have problems, don't just keep in your heart. Don't just keep in your mind. Because this will always heavy you. We need to bring them out to our loved one. Sometimes we don't have a lot of friends. Just one or two, three friends. But that friend is able to help us to relieve. Maybe they cannot help us at all. But at least they will like to sit there and listen to our sharing. Life, we need a friend like that. And you can be a friend of someone who wants to share. If you have nothing to say, you have no problem, then be a bodhisattva. Be a great being that you will need to sit there and listen to others when they need to share. You can see that for many years, Edmonton never cold like this week. Maybe 20 years ago, yes, the winter always like this. But after the year 2000, we have more warm weather then. But lately in this week, it's very cold. Actually, it's normal. But how come we cannot stand? Because we get used with the warm weather. We have 1 week for the winter retreat in Edmonton at the Westlock Center. You know, this year we have a lot of friends, members come from Europe, from United States. Many of them come from, you know, warm states like Florida, like California. So with them, this was terrible weather. But I said, oh, you know what? You have tasted real Canada. If you come to Edmonton and Edmonton just warm like -5, -6, then you will not have a chance to taste real Canada. And then they're happy, oh really? Now I have experienced what is called Canada. So when we talk about Canada, one thing people always in their mind, cold country. So if you come to Canada and the weather is not cold, you say, oh, it doesn't cold at all. So now you have tasted. So life, we have a chance to touch and taste many different things. But if you know, and that will encourage you, every day, if it's a problem day or a happy day, they all have 24 hours. You cannot extend your happy day to 25 hours. You cannot make your problem day 23 hours. We all have 24 hours. Either happy or not happy. But the practice here is ourselves. How we can manage, facing, handle. The weather you cannot change. But what do you do with this weather? Of course, we can put more jacket. If it's a hot day, we can use a fan. So we cannot change the nature, but we can adjust ourselves. We cannot reject problems. We learn how to be strong, to face and to deal with problems. I was living in Vietnam for 12 years. And 12 years I live in Vietnam, very tough. Because at my time, life in Vietnam is very hard. We are very poor. Maybe your parents will experience all of this. Because we have lived in some day that we have no food. Sometimes we only have one set of clothes. And maybe on the new year we bring that set of new clothes out. We wear it for one day just to welcome the new year. The next day we wash it and put it in the drawer so we wait for next year to use it again. And I remember for many years I have only one set of clothes. Well, you know what happened? I never grow. Because no food. When I came to Canada, I already 12 years old, but I only weighed for 48 pounds at the age of 12. But you know what happened? That gave me a lot of learning. There are two kinds of problems. Some problems that you deal after that make you painful. Some problem after you deal, you grow up. Some problem make you more painful. Some problem make you stand up and move on. And I believe that every one of us, when you become teenager, you start to know more things. And the more you grow up, the more you will see. And sometimes you declare life is not easy. Of course. Because we have more stones, rocks, garbage than diamonds. So that means we have to be very careful what to pick and put in our pocket. If we may misunderstanding, you pick every single thing to put in your pocket and that will heavy you, but no use at all. So at the end of the year, just to remind, oh, it's finished a term. Reflect back how we achieved the last year. How did we live last year? Just like your report card. You have the first term for report card. You have the midterm exam. Next chance. So every time when you have your first report card, your mark is not good. And then your teacher will encourage you, oh, just beginning of the year, first term. Try your best next time. And then you make up your goal. I think right now a lot of you check your report card online. But at my time, the teacher will print them out and send back to parents. The parents need to sign and comment on that report card. And the students also need to write down what is your goal for your next report card. You know, this is very helpful. Will help you to always be with, honest with your vows, your promise. I will do better. But some people, they live in the poor condition. After they gain a lot of money, they think back for another, for many others, poor people. Oh, I need to help them. Oh, I have lived in this condition already. I know it. It's very tough, very suffer. Then they will try to help a lot of people. But some people, they will think different. Why I need to share? I worked so hard to have this, so now it's a time for me to enjoy. So they just throw themselves in the condition of negatives like that. So today, we are very lucky that we can meet each other on the last day, on the Sunday. Sometimes it's on Monday and Tuesday. We don't have a chance to remind each other. So today is right on the last day of the year. I just want to remind all of you. We try to reflect how we have lived. If you just enjoy by yourself, you make yourself happy, but you don't care about anyone around you, that's a little bit not fair. So we try to reflect, we enjoy, but how about others? Just like you enjoy time with your friend, you know that your mom, your dad is waiting for you at home. And if you cannot make it home on time, make sure you call back and let them know. Sometimes they call you, they text you, when are you coming back? Because you told them you come back at 10, at 11. But now it's midnight, you never come back. And they start to concern, they start to care for you. And you will say, I'm old enough, why you have to care for me? You see, this is how you respond. People bring to you a lot of care. Instead of say, oh, I'm sorry, mom, I should call you earlier. But don't worry, I will come back soon. The one who come to you with a very gentle and very nice way, we care for you. But how do we respond? Why you have to care for me? I'm old enough. And you will see, you can imagine if your friends or your boyfriend or your girlfriend will talk to you like that, and what do you feel? So try to reflect and put ourselves in someone else's feeling. And you will understand that your loving kindness, your compassion will start to cultivate and grow. Life needs a lot of love. And also life needs a lot of understanding. If you're able to cultivate these two, love and understanding, and you will bring a lot of happiness, a lot of peace to yourself and to the world. The gift that I always give to myself is when I can see people happy. When I can do something for someone, I see the smile. I honestly give me a gift. So I don't shopping, I don't need shopping. Because I always feel that I have more than enough. I have more than enough. And I always give myself a gift, a present every day is when I can see that people around me, they're happy. Whatever I can do for them. Even just a hug, even just a greeting, but I can see they're happy. Even just an email, I reply the email, they're happy. And I know that I don't have much time, then I would try my best to reply all the emails as much as I can. So I hope that you will set up your goal for the next coming year and reflect back how you live in the past year. We try to correct if something is not success, not fully yet, we try to make it full. Something is over, we try to reduce it. I say, for a whole year we live in the anger. And what is the successful after many days we get angry? Look like we have less friends every day. Then we know how we have lived, and we're supposed to have more friends, more people to come to us, but how come lately people try to be away from us? And this is something we need to ask and try to live better. So this is my message for the last day of the year. Thank you for your listening and your practice.